And yes, Memorial Day, around the corner. Chris from Sarasota, Florida, reminded me of something. I made the point that so often veterans, when you speak to them, if you're a veteran, you probably say the same thing. The real heroes didn't make it home. When I lived in Washington, D.C., for a short time, my family came and joined me. And we were there when the first honor flight came in. We really were. We were at the World War II Memorial, and we saw some buses arriving with older gentlemen. And I didn't know what they were. Someone told us those are the first honor flights. Men and women coming to see the World War II Memorial, a memorial to their efforts. And so we stuck around and wanted to watch this. They arrived at the memorial and began going and touching the memorial. If you've been there, you should go. It is an extraordinary memorial. So we were standing there watching this, and the people arrived, not the kicking down of the barriers. That was later, but the first honor flight arrived. My daughter at the time, I think, was about 5 years old. Beautiful, beautiful young girl, if I say so myself, blonde hair, blue eyes, wearing an, I kid you not, I have a picture, an American flag T-shirt. And there was a gentleman in a wheelchair, and he had medals. He had his full dress uniform on, and he had medals. And he is sitting there watching, but he had not approached the memorial. And my daughter said to me, "Dad, is that man a soldier?" And I said, "Yeah, he was a soldier, honey." And she said, "What are the things on his chest?" I said, "Well, those are medals. Those are recognition of things he has done for this country." And she said, "Is he a hero?" And I said, "Well, let's go ask him." And so we walked over. We walked over to meet with the gentleman. And my daughter came up to him and said, "Hello." And he smiled. And she said, "My dad says you're a soldier." And he laughed and said, "Oh, I was a soldier." And she said, pointed at his coat. She said, "You're a hero." And he got tears in his eyes. And he looked up at me. And he said, "No, no, honey. The heroes didn't come home. They gave their lives." And he said, "May I put you on my lap? May I pick you up?" And he did. And people wanted to take pictures. I asked him, "Please don't. I want this to live in my memory." He looked at her and said, "You remind me of my little girl." We're walking away. I said to my daughter, "Why do you think he fought? Why do you think he risked his life?" And she said, "Well, Daddy, he had a little girl." So remember that on Memorial Day.